Hello and welcome to my podcast. This is me, Melody, and I will be your host for every single episode because this is my podcast and nobody else's until someone wants to buy it off me, which they probably won't. Anyway, sorry about that. Welcome to my podcast. Today I wanted to talk about something very important, actually. Which actually kind of just came to me out of the blue a few minutes ago, like 20 minutes ago. And this is, this has been on my mind for a while, but I didn't think to actually make a podcast episode about it. But it's a perfect thing, I think. It's something that nobody expects, to be really a problem. Like, fame, okay? So, like, you know how there's a whole Lady Gaga thing with the fame monster, right? I'm not really sure, actually. I'm not really a Lady Gaga fan, sorry. I like her, I think. I think I like her music, too. I just don't listen to it. And there's, like, Fame, the song by David Bowie. I really like that song. I'm a big David Bowie fan. Fan of Will Smith pretending to be David Bowie as well. If you know what I'm talking about with that one. He does such good impressions. Sorry, I'm getting distracted. What am I doing? Oh, yeah. So, I made a Charlie chart. It's like Charlie from It's Always Sunny. You know, like, one of those kind of conspiracy kind of, What a Beautiful Mind, or no, it's such a Beautiful Mind kind of, like, conspiracy charts where you draw connections to everything. So I just did that. Yeah, I know. But it's for something I think is valid. And sorry, I'm just moving stuff. There we go. That is valid. Fame. Okay, so with fame, I've experienced fame on a very kind of, like, not at all grand scale at all. No. I guess, like, I can't really compare much because I don't have many peers who are also cam girls, in my, you know, my field of work, of which I can become famous in, hopefully one day, maybe, I don't know, maybe I won't want to, because so far, it's been pretty crummy, I'll be honest. I've made mistakes, like, with fame, and I want to share them with you so that if you happen to go into camming, or if you want to know what it's like to be someone who cams, or even someone who's a celebrity of any kind, any field, just, like, how to know how they feel, and how perhaps fame is not something you should really want and desire so much, because it's like, more money, more problems kind of thing. I have yet to experience that, but I have definitely experienced the more fame, more problems thing. Fame definitely does lead to a lot of problems, ethical problems, moral kind of dilemmas, kind of, like, not really like really intense moral dilemmas, like you have to kill someone and change the train tracks or something, like, you kill one person or 10. No, it's more like, who do you prioritize, like, in your DMs, or who do you, you know, email back first, or what video, or in my case, what video do you get done first? Is it the one that's in escrow for, like, $140, or the one for $56? It's like, I don't know, which one should I prioritize? Like, it's kind of, it really, that's a bit, you know, it's an ethical issue, it's business ethics, and it feels like so minuscule. But it means so much to you, and as a person, you can really feel, like, lost, like, especially if you don't know what you're doing, and you kind of have your own, well, not like you don't know what you're doing, but you know what I mean, like, you're an independent, let's say you're independent, because this is for definitely advice for independent models. I'm not sure what it's like to be a studio model, or to have an agency of any kind, in the entire industry, but I assume they take care of a lot of things for you. It must be convenient in that way, but I've heard a lot of things, like, that it's not worth it in the end. And I think this, if you're using a studio, if you happen to be listening and you're using a studio or a agency of any kind, have a listen. And if you're planning on being an independent sex worker of any kind, and you want to, you know, to do your own marketing and all that, listen in, and I might help you, you know, avoid some mistakes I made. Anyway, this is just an intro. I'm also going to be complaining and being sad about my life, and kind of telling you a little bit of news about what's kind of going on in the cam industry from what I know and my perspective and what I'm thinking about, which is basically, you know, the whole, I do cam on my free cams, so, there's the MFC Social 2 Electric Boogaloo that is coming up, this month. Which is kind of terrifying, but also really, it's really exciting as well. I'm going to be attending that. And also this new, like, it's new, it's not really so new, but it's, like, the, OBS and, beta streaming, methods on my free cams, and how I feel about that, which is gonna be not too good. Anyway, I'm gonna put a little interlude here in case you guys wanna dip or keep listening. So I hope you stay. If you leave, screw you. You suck. Just kidding. Maybe I just say I'm just kidding. Maybe I mean it. Yeah. Maybe I mean it. And hello again. I'm back. I hope you enjoyed that little short interlude thing. I don't really know. Anyway, where was I? So, before I drag this on too long, sorry if you guys are getting bored already within the first 20 seconds. So I have not been updating you guys very much at all. Sorry, I'm really sorry. The reason is because I've been through a lot of stuff. And I'm going to have a whole episode on all the stuff that I have, I guess, been through, and why I am not as active in the podcast community as I'd like to be. To be honest, this is also kind of tied into the whole topic of the day, and my cat's here now as well. Great. He thinks I'm talking to myself, and he thinks I'm crazy, and he's like, oh, you crazy cat lady, you need me, don't you? You need me. But I'm actually talking to myself, but hopefully you guys will listen to this, and I won't actually be talking to myself in the end. In the end, I won't actually be talking to myself.
You jerk.
He's purring. He doesn't believe me. Anyway. So, what I'd like to do is, honestly, I really wanted to get my voice out there and to talk about all sorts of topics. All sorts of, honestly, not just camming. I have a YouTube channel. I have, I have tons of stuff. I'm on You Now, I'm on LiveMeet, I'm on all sorts of streaming sites that aren't even, like, they're for kids, basically. I mean, adults use them, and it's really embarrassing. But, I mean, no, okay, it's not embarrassing. No. If you use LiveMeet, I think is acceptable. But those, like, phone kind of based ones, I'm sorry, I can't respect you. But I use them too, and I'm an adult, so I can't respect myself, but that's obvious. I do respect myself. Let's make that clear, okay? And you should too. Even if you use LiveMeet, okay? I just don't understand how you make money off that stuff. I'm just so confused. I'm like, so you don't get naked, but you stream, and basically everybody asks you to get naked, but you never do it? It's mind-boggling to a cam girl, really. Anyway, so, been through a lot of stuff. Been through a lot of trauma, been through a lot of depression, been through a lot of mental health issues, and, honestly, today, actually, well, yesterday, it's kind of early in the morning now. I've been up all night, yep, totally not crazy. Today's actually my, yesterday was my best friend's wedding, and, we've been best friends for almost 10 years, honestly. Well, I mean, I still consider her my best friend. She, I think, does too, but we're not really on the same page right now. And that's because of, you know, just reasons that aren't really important to talk about. It's just people do change, and I suppose that, you know, people will disappoint you and stuff, and, you know, when you're trying to help them sometimes, like, well, I'll let you in on a little bit. I think that she's kind of in a bad relationship, and she's tying the knot and everything like that, and I'm not saying that she shouldn't get married. I don't think that's something that you can't undo, or that you can't work through either. You can make it work, you know. Abusive people, in the worst case scenario, this guy is super abusive and controlling, right? Even in that case, it doesn't mean that he's a totally hopeless person who cannot be helped and learn how to, you know, treat people right. So, in no way am I trying to be like, oh, like, speak now or forever hold your peace, and, like, I jump up and I'm like, I object. No, but I did get, I just had asked the question, I guess. I literally just asked, kind of very carefully and very, you know, even discrediting myself a bit because of my own history of abuse in the past. I was like, maybe I'm overthinking this, but I think that maybe this isn't a good sign. And I was just, you know, instead of getting a defense or even the guy to talk to me, she threw a bunch of attacks towards me, like, to my face and behind my back, and that seems indicative of, like, somebody who may be trying to hide something or just make something validated, and or just go away, you know, or shut someone up. And I was actually lied to about being not invited. I mean, we're the kind of people who, you know, if someone else is mad at the other, we would just be open and be like, hey man, I'm mad at you, like, you're not invited, like, and, you know, we could, you know, talk about it from there. But really, she lied to me, and she said she was gonna, like, quote unquote elope, and it turns out she's still calling it that, I think, because she's in denial about me not being invited. It's really sad, and this is just the truth. Like, I'm not, there's no other sides, not any opposition to this. Other people, our friends, her family, we've all been worried about her and her behavior and the way she's been acting lately. She's really kind of changed, and I think she's coping with the situation at hand, which is what I assume is, you know, not a good situation in her relationship. Anyway, yesterday was her wedding, and I sent her a text message because we hadn't talked since we had this huge blow up argument a couple weeks ago, and I'd just been so down, you know, like, that's my best friend, like, of 10 years, like, almost 10 years. And, like, now it's kind of just weird, like, honestly, I know, I have a lot of friends, I really do, but I don't have a lot of close friends, female friends especially. I barely have any female friends, and I know I sound like that girl in that gif with, like, oh, I only have, like, guy friends, and it's, like, a bunch of sausages, like hot dogs, like, being thrown at her face in slow motion. Yeah, that's me right now, and I always have been, I think. Well, not always, but, you know. Seems like I'm at least, like, not really very good at keeping female friends, or, like, I'm not very good at the maintenance that comes with it, or maybe the social cues and social rules as well. I'm not very good at following the rules of any kind, but, I mean, it also could be, I don't know. And then, of course, yeah, like, I think it is partly because, you know, I'm a cute little snack, and guys will, you know, be fine with me not talking to them for a month or two, and they'll be like, yeah, what up, you know? Then I'll be like, where have you been? I've needed you for so long. I don't know. They're not as high maintenance, I suppose, I could say. But I'm not sure if that's a good thing or bad thing or why. And it depends on case-by-case basis, so. I've been awfully sad. Let's just say that. I've been awfully sad. Mental health and camming, it's like, how can you put on a happy face, be positive, be entertaining to people, and then also be objectified too, when you're really, really, really not feeling that way? You're really not feeling like being a sex doll for somebody in private. Even if you're getting, like, a lot of money per minute, it's really difficult to, like, really come to terms with the fact that that's what's going on. If that's what's going on, that doesn't always happen in camming in general. But it definitely is hard to disassociate your real life from cam life, especially when you work from home and all that, and it's just difficult. So I have not been online either as much, and that's hurting my wages and, you know, getting some overdraft fees here and there, and it's not great, you know? And it kind of turns into another cycle of like, oh man, I haven't been on cam for a while. So you get the cam, anxiety. If you hear a weird licking sound, that's my cat licking his fur. It's gross, I know. I don't know why he has to sit on my notebook, which I wrote notes on. He knows something about what I'm doing, and he wants all the attention, and he knows how to get it. He's right in front of my face right now, licking his foot and biting his own foot nails. That's gross. Anyway, please don't do that. Please don't do that. Be polite, please. He snores too. Oh my god, he's the ugliest cat. Anyway, so that's kind of been sucking. Been pretty bummed out. Also, what also was scary for me was the fact that I was really trying hard to use the OBS, plugin, basically. Plugin or what? Basically, I was using OBS to stream, and I wanted to use all the cool features, like Charlesbot's features, which has like a spinning, like, you know, wheel spin, you know, prize thing, so it looks like a Japanese game show when you add all this, like, all these plugins to your OBS stream. And I really wanted it to be like all out and fancy, like, and I did work it out, but it took a long time, and there was still problems with the sound. I couldn't really figure that out. And goodness, it was just so stressful. And then I figured out you can't initiate private shows in OBS, so that was kind of crummy. They also have, MyVerCams also has a beta, I forget what it's called. They were using, Flash for just so long, and honestly, they really need to stop. And I think now they have something else. I forget. I'm not sure what. I think MFC Share runs on HTML5 when you stream on MFC Share. But that's like clubs and stuff, so it's kind of like, I think they're transitioning. I really do think they're transitioning from MyFreeCams to MFC Share. So, because that is just this big whole, it's this whole thing. They invested so much money in that. I can't even believe it. Like, there's a whole bunch of money and time and coding that went into that website, mfcshare.com. So that's the new MFC, basically. I think that they're gonna phase out the old website, and that's just gonna be the new one. But they have to do it slowly, of course. Then there's also the MFC social, like, media app that you can get on your phone. Also, you can get it on the computer, I believe, but it's, I believe you have to download a program. It's just, it's very strange. It's got a tomato on it. It's like, it says Roma, and there's like a tomato. I'm like, okay, like, I'm not so sure about, I'm not really sure about the history of where that came from. I'm pretty sure it's like, they're using a program that's called that, and I don't know if they know how to change it into an official, like, application for them. But it's like a Twitter, basically, for MyFreeCams and just MyFreeCams, which most models like me at least, we use more than just microcams. We, you know, have clip sites that we sell videos on, multiple ones, and you know, sometimes we even stream on other websites too. So I actually did stream a little bit on ManyVids, which is like kind of the opposite direction. Like, it's like literally getting to the same point as MFC Share, and MFC Microcams is trying to do that. Like, they made a video site from like out of the campsite, kind of, but like, and ManyVids is the opposite. Like, they have a video hosting site, but they want to make like live streaming a thing there too. And I think that's actually a better route, because then, you know, oh, the girl in the video, oh wait, she's live, like, what, like, I've seen her videos. And the videos kind of like come first, I think. It's like, you don't just kind of browse through people's rooms, you know. Usually there's a niche kind of thing for it, the videos at least. And then when you know, you can easily find your niche a lot faster, I think, if you do it the other route, you know. So you already have a following, and then you start going live. So I think I might invest more time in that. Who knows? Right now, it's in beta, and there's only, like, 12 people online at the same time. So I feel pretty, like, famous, but at the same time, there's only 12 people online. So I'm always on the front page. So it's great. It definitely eliminates a lot of time wasters too, because you have to tip, like, basically to talk, or you can talk, but you really, like, people who talk usually just tip, they do tip, and, that's kind of it. Like, very simplistic, there's no cam-to-cam, options available yet, but I'm sure they will have that soon. What else can I say? MFC Social 2 Electric Boogaloo is happening, I believe, on April 24th. I'm not sure. I have to double-check the date. I'm sorry. Double-check the date, okay? And then RSVP. Make sure you RSVP if you're going to that. You need to have, I think, 2,000 tokens? Was it 2,000 or 10,000 tokens? I hope it's not 10,000 tokens. That would be a lot, because that's a lot of money. I'm not sure. Double check. I really need to figure that out. I'm pretty sure it's 2,000. I don't think it's that much. I feel like it's less than 10,000 tokens. You have to have made a certain amount of tokens via MFC Share to attend this event. And it's honestly not very much. If you are already camming, just make an MFC Share account. Come on. It's not that hard. It's the same username and login. Just do it. And it's, you know, just, you know, upload a couple of, like, literally your private shows and your, you know, all that is available for you to just, you know, view in your archives. So you can just, you know, screen capture that, put maybe a video where you don't see anyone's name or anything, from, you know, of a private show, put that up, slap a watermark on it, and actually, no, they do that for you, actually. They watermark it for you, which is great. So slap that on the internet, and, you know, you'll be surprised. People will definitely put some tags on it, and you'll definitely have some people purchasing it. Advertise it, you know, as a, you know, a thing, or even just tell people to tip via MFC Share, you know, if you have some regulars. And then you can get the quota done, and then go to MFC Social and meet me, which will be awesome, because I'm so fun to hang out with. Just kidding, I'm not. Well, no, I'm pretty fun. I'm just, I don't know, I can be a little bit deadpan, a little bit self-deprecating. Some people don't get me sometimes. I'm kind of, well, I feel like being awkward and strange is a lot of cam girls, though. I don't know. Last year, I didn't go to every single day of it. I just went to, like, one night of it, and it was pretty great. So, honestly, I highly suggest going, and I'm definitely going to be going in the daytime and to, you know, work as well, to cam, like, by the poolside and all that fancy stuff. Anyway, what else was I going to say? So, yeah, I'm kind of also thinking about going, since I'm feeling so crummy and stuff. I have really not been able to keep a schedule whatsoever. That's why I'm up late doing this. So, I was thinking about doing, well, this is a perfect time to experiment my little theory. My experiment my what's it called? Experiment my hypotheses. test my hypotheses that I might make a good amount of money, kind of just focusing on my inflatable fetish videos. Yeah, like balloon fetish, kind of inflatable fetishes. That's a thing. I specialize in that. It's kind of one of my favorite things to do. Honestly, it's so fun. I won't go into too much of it, but I was thinking about just doing videos of that, and maybe like scheduling a live kind of session on Minivids, like maybe if people are interested, if I can seem to have a following in one place, kind of like an OnlyFans or something like that. So that might be fun, who knows. Okay, so I'm gonna try that out and see if I actually do get to live my dream of being the inflatable empress Melody Hero. So I'll let you guys know. In the meantime, I know you guys have been listening for 20 minutes, so I'll give you guys a break from my voice and just throw in some rubbish in between. I'm so sorry. Not rubbish. I'll put in, like, a sponsored ad and, you know, so that I can make some dough off of this. Because, honestly, I don't really make very much money off my podcast. I would love to make more money on my YouTube video, my videos, and my podcast here. Because, honestly, that would just be kind of, like, my dream, I guess, is to do something, like, that's a bit more, I mean, besides my dream of becoming inflatable empress. besides that, on the side, I would like to be also, I've always wanted to be kind of a comedy YouTube kind of comedy. I know I don't sound very funny here. I like to be informative, comedy, political kind of stuff. And I also like raising awareness about niche kind of, like niches and like fringe societies and things like that. Because I'm very into cultural anthropology and sociology, things like that. Anyway, if you have any suggestions for me career-wise, let me know. Please hire me. I'm kidding. Anyway, I'll give you guys a break now. See you in a bit. Next, we're going to be talking about fame and how I screwed it up. Hello again. Thanks for still listening to this. If you're listening to the whole thing, I am very, very proud of you. Thank you so much for listening and sponsoring. By listening to my ads and stuff on here, you're giving me a little bit of money. Penny. Honestly, I think I made $2 so far. It's pretty dope. $2, man. $2. It's gonna grow into a money tree any day now. Thank you so much. Anyway, so let's talk about the fame monster, though. It is not a joke. It is a monster. It is horrible. Fame does not mean anything that you want. Trust me. It does not mean that you'll get into, like, some high society where you just are totally in heaven and never have to work a day in your life again, and you're just stoked. You get to meet all these other famous people. No, you know, honestly, it sucks more than anything else. It sucks 89% of the time. Fame is the worst. Fame and fortune are two different things. Making money, like increasing your revenue, does not mean that you are going to be more famous. I made more money before, in some periods of my life, camming, when I was less famous. So, like, honestly, it really has a lot of factors. They're not intertwined so much, but they are kind of related. They're like cousins. They're like second cousins or some shit. Anyway, fame. So my Charlie chart is where my Charlie chart comes in. My conspiracy looking kind of a beautiful mind chart here of fame. I have a bunch of bubbles everywhere. and lines going between them. So fame usually means that you're going to have to expand your business or your, you know, social media presence, or expand. You're going to have to spend more time, more resources. Just, you're going to have to invest, you know, whatever that means. Time, money, effort, you know, things like that. Thing is, though, you do lose things with fame. You lose a lot of time. Mostly time. Time. Time is money. Money's time. Fame and time are like water and oil. It's like, it's nasty. It's BP oil spill. Nasty stuff. Let me explain why. So, for example, the big issue I've been having, I did have, and I still have this issue. It never will go away, I don't think. It's not feeling bad about prioritizing people, and so let me explain. I was part-time camming, saved up a bunch of money, and I moved out on my own, and just totally on my own resources, and it was amazing, and I felt so empowered and awesome, and it was great. That's why I kind of started this podcast in the first place, because honestly, I just wanted people to get out there and know about what my life was like, how I went from just being a kid that no one took seriously to a businesswoman that people, yeah, I made them take me seriously. And that's all, like, wonderful things. But I did expand my business, and I did become more famous. And by famous, I don't mean, like, oh boy, I'm getting recognized on the street. I mean, I hope not. I really hope not, because that sounds kind of creepy in my case. But, oh god, I hope not. I never really thought about that. Well, I mean, I did think about that, but not really ever. Anyway, yeah, so I got more famous, I got more followers, and that's not even like more than 10,000 followers. I have, right now, approximately 4,000 on a little bit less than 4,000 on Instagram, and then 5,000 on, 5,000 on Twitter. And I hate using social media. I hate it. I hate it. Before, Instagram used to be fun. It used to be like a kind of photo diary kind of thing. It was like a little scrapbooking thing just for me. Honestly, not for the likes. It was just for me. Or to maybe share like something with my friends. Maybe that was for the likes then. But it was nothing like, it was like self-expression really. Now it's marketing. And I am an independent cam model, so it means I do all my own marketing, all my own rubbish. Goddamn, does that take up a lot of time, or what? It takes up so much freaking time, and authenticity too. Like, you want to be authentic, you want to be yourself when you make an Instagram post. You want to put something in the caption that means something to you, or however you're feeling that moment. No, it's like, you can't always be authentic. That doesn't equal more fame, and that, you know, if you're thinking in fame equals money kind of way, in that kind of way, it's like, that's not gonna help you get that, or more of a following if you're just like really into getting fans. Like, it's really hard to have a lot of fans and remember their names, you know, remember how much of, you know, money they've given to you, contributed to you and your lifestyle, and like how much you should thank them or give them attention. And people will always say, oh no, I tipped, like, you know, however, like a bunch of money, they'll contribute a lot of money to your funds, and they'll be like, oh no, it's for nothing, it's like, it's just for being you or whatever. But they do expect, this has happened, like, they will get jealous that you're not paying more attention to them than other people. I'm like, but you just said it was, don't worry about it. It was for nothing. It was for my attention. And you should have just been honest. So please, this is for you guys who are viewers. or members, or anyone who may have kind of the similar situation, if you're going to tip somebody and say it's not for anything, and you know that's not true, or like really, or maybe you don't know it's not true, if you tip somebody for quote unquote nothing, take that back and think about, what is it really for nothing? What, like, are you sure? Like, do you want her to pay more attention to you, or what is the circumstance? You know, here, you know, like, what exactly do you expect to happen next? And what was behind the nature of your tipping? Like, why did you decide to do it? What was your intention? You know, you may as well log off if it was for nothing, right? Did you just want to see her happy? Did you just want to get more attention from her specifically, like in private PMs or DMs or whatever they call them these days? That's the case. So please, if you guys are listening and you're members, please know what your intentions are when tipping. I'm not saying don't tip. Please do. But don't tip and then say it's for nothing and then expect something, because that's just not fair on us. It's not fair on the other members too, because if I'm paying attention to them equally, but you tip me more and you said it was for nothing, but you wanted more attention, then it's like, oh, I'm sorry, but and then I could have at least explained to them, you know, or if I did give you more attention, I suppose, like I could have explained to them, oh, it's because, you know, you did tip a lot, and I'm sure they would definitely understand that, and maybe they would be encouraged to tip more. So honestly, that would help me. And I'm sorry, I'm not trying to leech people of money. I mean, I assume that you go online to watch girls, or, you know, I mean, or guys as well, to, you know, tip them every once in a while if you can. Please tip them every once in a while. Don't ever not tip in your entire career of being, well, not career, your entire customer kind of relationship with somebody. I mean, it's not like you can't be friends, of course. Like, friendship does not, friendship, surpasses capitalism. I know that's for a fact. But, time. It's just all about time. Don't waste someone's time, even if you're their, if you're, you know, their best friend. Don't waste their time. DMs. Like, so on social media, I'll get a bunch of DMs, and I feel like answering them, or at least looking through them. But goddamn, is it stressful when there's so many DMs and PMs and notifications and stuff. Like, literally, my friend picked up my phone, saw all the notifications from Instagram and Twitter, and was like, whoa, this is really stressful. Like, this is really, really stressful, like, just for me looking at it. And they didn't even, like, unlock my phone, obviously, because that would kind of be weird. They just picked it up and, like, were handing it to me, and, like, the screen turned on. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, hold on. This is not healthy. It's not. You need to turn off notifications. Turn off a lot of things. And that sucks, because sometimes, like, you know, members that you, from your live streams and stuff like that, from your, you know, your regulars will just, like, love the shit out of you. And you'll love them back, because honestly, you'll be friends with them, like, real friends. And, like, but you don't contact each other, because I don't use my personal, quote-unquote, personal social media account anymore. I think all my social media accounts are personal in some way or another. I do advertise on one of them, because I'm a cam girl on one of them, but I'm more than just a cam girl. And a lot of the posts there are more than just cam girl posts, and they're more than just advertising. And as for the other account, I don't use it anymore. My scrapbooking account on Instagram, I don't really keep it, because I just don't have the time. Technology is honestly something I want to avoid on my days off, if I have a day off, ever. Using technology, it really is difficult. It really can be really, really difficult. When you're just surrounded by it all the time, and communicating it, working on it, it doesn't feel real, you know, and it really can harm your mental health. It's been proven, you know, that, like, YouTube, like, I think YouTube was the only social media, quote-unquote, platform that did not cause, like, anxiety and, like, mental health issues because it actually had a positive impact on people because people could be more selective and it's not, like, people were just kind of showing their best selves and it's, like, usually not people you know on YouTube and, you know, it's kind of just... It's, like, a smaller... It's, like, and if it is, like, a... You could, there's smaller communities on YouTube as well. Big YouTubers, small YouTubers, and, you know, all kinds of stuff. I don't know, you can... And then there's Instagram, Facebook, and all that, where people just put their best foot forward and they never show anything else. And then you feel bad about your life, right? In comparison. But no one televises their, you know, breakups that much, I don't think, on Facebook or Instagram. Twitter, who knows, maybe some people will, but I'm not sure. I don't think so. I haven't seen any of that. So more fame does not equal more money. It equals more DMs, more people being like, hey BB, show your foots or whatever in your DMs, and it's like, god, it just wears you down like sandpaper when seeing all those stupid DMs of like people trying to get free things or not understanding where you work even though it's in your bio. Hey, I live stream here. Here's where you can buy my videos. And you can also solicit custom videos here as well. You know, it's like, hey, do you do customs? Like, oh my god, like, hey, BB, I DM'd you in a comment on a picture. It's like, you look at the DM, it's like, hey. You look at the DM, it's like, hey. That's all they said. Hey. Wow, like, I want to, like, blow my head off, like, it's just, it really wears you down, waste time, and, you know, there's opportunities in there, too. Like, I actually got to be a model for a website that sells, like, kind of, like, this, like, angsty teen clothes. Like, angsty teen clothing. You know, like, stuff that says, like, I don't want to be in this world anymore, like, sad girl. Like, I'm brain dead or whatever. like t-shirts, let's say that. I have a t-shirt that says, Stay Trippy, and it's pretty cute. I don't know, as a model, I get 30% discount. I'm trying to be, like, I just always wanted to be, I just want to feel like a model, like a, kind of just doing this because I want to feel like a model, not like a cam model, like, for a second. And, be featured on their website. That might be cute and nice and make me feel accomplished. Just like a thing for me, you know? And also, I do like their clothes and stuff, and not all of them. They're a bit silly, but, you know, I do get a discount, so it's not bad. Not bad at all. And, so maybe I might, it's called teenhearts.com, I believe. Yeah, so maybe I'll be on there. Who knows? If you see a girl wearing a red, Stay Trippy shirt. That's me, your girl Melody. Anyway, but so yeah, you get opportunities like that, and like, you know, sometimes people want to interview you for, you know, cam blog magazines, like online magazines, online, you know, blogs and things like that. And you know, and that's awesome. Like, definitely take those opportunities. It can help you gain more of a following, which means, you know, you're gonna get more, fans and more, perhaps more money, because more people might, you know, be like, oh, like, I remember you from this, that, you know, so that's the benefit, but, I mean, it's drowned out in, like, people being like, hey, baby, show your bobs, like, as in boobs, and it's just drowned out in scum, and it hurts your mental health, so it's like, you really have to limit your tech time, your technology time needs to be limited. Please. And, you know, don't be afraid to... I expanded my business and then I had to contract it back down a bit. I had to downsize a business. And that feels terrible, right? It feels like you failed. But no, that was not the case. I needed to do what was right for me. So I just had to focus on smaller things. I had to just do streaming. No more videos, no custom videos. Maybe a couple videos sparingly if I had the time. That's it. Because I really had to. And then social media cut down a lot. You know, only use Snapchat or only use Twitter or pick two, Snapchat, Twitter, or Instagram, it's like a triangle, pick two, and that's it, and don't ever use those apps on your days off, and put your freaking, get two phones and put one on airplane mode, and that's kind of it, you know. I really hope that helps you guys. If you guys know anything about camming, or if you're looking new into camming, or if this helped you at all, let me know by saying out loud, "Thank you, Melody," and a little fairy will bring me that letter that you just audibly said, and I will feel like much better about myself. I hope that helped a little bit. Just mental health is so important, guys. You really need to understand that talking to someone on webcam is not the same as talking to them in real life. Even if it's your best friend, even if it's not a webcam girl, it's you know, in this society, we're all lonely, you know? We really are, and we're becoming, disillusioned into thinking that when we see our friend's photos on Facebook, that we saw our friend. We didn't see our friend. We saw a photo of them. So you need to, you know, make sure you get out there, talk to your friends, actually go out and go to their houses and stuff, plan things outside, because it really is like uploading yourself to the Matrix, and I feel like it's been sped up by being a camera girl for me. So I've seen the future, guys, and it is bleak. Melody has seen the future and is bleak. That's my ended message to you. Anyway, I've talked for far too long, so I'm going to end this episode here, and I will be having a new episode coming out probably in a couple days. I'm probably going to try and post a podcast episode once a week, on maybe Wednesdays. I feel like Wednesday's a good day to post a podcast. I'm not sure why. I just feel like Wednesday's a great day. I love Wednesdays. Yeah, let's do that. Every Wednesday. I know it's not Wednesday. Is it Wednesday? No, it's not, right? Is it? No, it's Monday. Okay, so it's Monday. Wednesday, I will have an episode out for you to enjoy. And until then, au revoir. La revedere. And, auf Wiedersehen. And, adios. Goodbye.